whatever, the offer for the Passover.
所以你看见现在约翰就等说，什么时候神的羔羊真的被挂在木头上。
Then he is now waiting, the actual Lamb of God will be crucified on the cross.
他认识神的羔羊。
He knew the Lamb of God.
那什么时候神的羔羊被杀？
When will the Lamb of God be slaughtered?
每年逾越节。
Every year,
羔羊都被杀。
We can see that there are lamb being slaughtered.
逾越节的羔羊都被杀。
That we know that during the Passover, lamb will be slaughtered.
二十万只的羔羊都被杀。
25,000 of this lamb will be slaughtered.
但是这是25,000只影子 shadows.
But these are all shadows.
主耶稣是神的羔羊。
But we know Jesus is the Lamb of God.
跟随一年了。
After 1 year,
到了那一天。你到圣殿里面去
as you enter into the
temple, 许多被杀的羔羊
then you can see many lambs were slaughtered,
到了黄昏的时候
when you come to the evening,
每一家都摆着羔羊
that every household will have this Passover lamb,
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这证明说这是影子
these are only shadows,
主耶稣已经来了
Lord has kept, he has already
但什么时候主耶稣被杀
But when he will be crucified.
逾越节是羔羊被杀。
That we know that Passover is when the lamb will be slaughtered.
但是刚好经过了一年。
And so after 1 year.
两年。
Second year.
三年。
Third year.
四年。
Fourth year.
不要忘记。只有约翰告福音告诉记载了三个逾越节。
It was only in the Gospel of John there are recordings of the three Passover.
如果你读马太、马可、路加的话
If you were to read the first three Gospels,
只有一个逾越节
There is only one Passover.
如果只有一个逾越节的话
If there is only one Passover,
那主耶稣在地上只有31年
Then we know that if, then the Lord on earth will only have 31 years.
因为主耶稣出来传道的时候是30岁
When the Lord first come to preach, it was only about 30 years.
现在他呼召他的门徒
And now that he had called his disciples.
如果像马太、马可、路加只经过一个逾越节的话
And if you were to follow what Matthew, Mark and Luke have recorded, there's only one Passover.
我们知道主在地上只有31年多
Then we know that then the Lord on earth is only about 31 years old.
那对于我们主在历史上的那一位我们就不认识
And that the Lord in the history will not recognize him.
我们怎么知道我们的主来到地上33年半
How do we know that our Lord was on earth for 33.5 years?
因为有一个人羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随
Because there's one who told us wherever the lamb goes they will follow.
所以当他记载他怎么跟随羔羊的时候
And as he recorded how he has followed the lamb
他说这是第一年
He says that this is the first year.
这是第二年
He told us that this will be the second year.
这是第三年了
This is the third year.
到了第四年
When it came to the fourth,
尤其到了约翰福音第19章的时候
，especially when we come to John chapter 19,
就在逾越节的那一天
，and it was during that Passover,
中午12点的时候
，at noon about 12 o'clock,
在圣殿里面又是几十万只的羊被宰杀的时候
，in the temple similarly there are so many lamb, so many sheep have been lamb have been slaughtered.
那个时候主耶稣在十字架上说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
And Jesus was was on the cross saying, "My Father, my God, my God, why are thou forsaken me?"
结果你看见约翰他亲眼看见神的羔羊为我们挂在十字架。
Because John himself has now witnessed that the Lamb of God has hung crucified on the cross for us.
第一个逾越节
first Passover,
那些羔羊还是 shadow。
All the lambs are all in your shadow.
主耶稣在他们中间。
The Lord Jesus was in the
midst. 他跟随羔羊。
The disciples followed the lamb.
但什么时候他真正是羔羊
？When that he has truly become the
真正除去世人罪孽
the one that who took away the sin of the world.
一个逾越节，两个逾越节，三个逾越节。
First Passover, second and the third Passover.
也许约翰跟彼得都去领了逾越节的羔羊。
But we know that John and Peter they have also received the lamb of the Passover.
但是约翰所等候的。
But what John was waiting?
有一天主耶稣真的为我们钉在十字架。
One day our Lord Jesus will be crucified on the cross for us.
所以约翰福音第十九章给我们看见最后的一个逾越节。
And so John chapter 19 has shown us the last Passover.
但是很稀奇。
Wonderful thing happened.
只有约翰福音。
It was only in the Gospel of John.
告诉我们一共过了四个逾越节。
He had recorded the four Passover.
你如果仔细读第二章
，You were to read chapter 2,
第13节
，verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了。
Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand.
那这是门徒们跟随主以后第一个逾越节。
And this is how after the disciples have followed Jesus, and this is their first Passover.
然后第五章
，chapter 5.
你记不记得这个瘫子的故事
？We talk about the one who was lame.
这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期。
And it is during the festival of one of the Jewish festivals.
但是在希腊原文里，这个节期是有个 article the 的，这是唯一的一个节期。
And according to what have been recorded, Jews, this is their only festival.
所以换句话说，这是指着逾越节来说的。
And that pointed to the Passover.
所以第五章是第二个逾越节。
And so chapter 5 is the record of the second Passover.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
主耶稣五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃饱的时候。
Five loaves and two fishes.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那时犹太人逾越节近了。
Chapter 6, verse 4. Now the Passover of a feast of the Jews was near.
这是第三个逾越节。
This was the third Passover.
然后我们看十九章。
Then we turn to chapter 19.
第十九章。第十四节。
Verse 14.
那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。
Now it was the preparation day of the Passover and about the sixth hour.
那这是第四个逾越节。
This is the fourth Passover.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你很清楚了。
So we are very clear now.
门徒们到底跟随主多少年
？How many years had the disciple followed Jesus?
你看见最少是三年，是不是？因为他过了。四个逾越节
，all together their first Passover, so they have followed Christ for at least
四个逾越节中间刚好经过了三年。
And now for four Passover, this is almost 3 years.
所以他们跟随主大概是三年半的样子。
And so they followed Jesus for about 3.5 years.
然后你再把主耶稣30岁加上去的话
，And so if they add on the 30 years old.
那这样的话就刚好是33年。
And so you will have the figure of 33.5.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见只有约翰福音。
We know that it is only the Gospel of John.
可以把四福音整个的时间把我们分得清清楚。
That he will be able to demark the time period very distinctively.
那么现在呢，我要帮助弟兄姊妹。
And so now we want to help brothers and sisters.
那么根据约翰福音所给我们看见那个时间表。
And so the timetable that Gospel of John has given us.
我们就知道我们的主在地上有多少年。
That we will be able to know how many years our Lord was on earth.
但是不要忘记，当我们要读四福音的时候。
And so when we read the four gospels,
你一定会对这些时间要有观念才可以。
That we need to understand the time. We must have an understanding of the time.
那我们假定主耶稣是在公元30年那一年钉十字架。
That if we will presume that the Lord was crucified about 30 AD.
那么我们说过，这里面如果有一点的多往前一点，往后一点，没有什么问题。
It doesn't matter whether it's there's a plus or a minus.
那现在因为大部分的圣经学者相信说，大概应该是三十年那一天主钉在十字架上。
And many Bible scholars believe that it was around 30 AD our Lord was crucified.
所以大概主在公元前5年诞生。
And so we can see that our Lord was.The birth of our Lord was about 5 AD.
所以你加起来刚好是
BC.
所以刚好加起来是33年半。
And so if we were to add this up, it's about 33.5 years.
所以这样的话，弟兄姊妹，你就如果这样倒回头去算的话。
And so as we count backwards, that is from the count back to the 5th BC.
不要忘记啊，我们说过，约翰福音第二章是最初的门徒跟随主。跟随主以后的第一个逾越节。
That we know that chapter 2 tells us that it was the occasion, the first Passover after the disciples have followed Jesus.
所以从第二章的逾越节。
And from the chapter 2, the Passover.
那就是主后27年。
That is 27 AD.
如果你推算过就很清楚的。
And so if we calculate backwards.
那是从那个是约翰福音第二章的逾越节到第十九章逾越节刚好经过3年。
And so, between the Passover on the mentioned in the second chapter, right up to the Passover of the 19 chapters, or altogether, there are 3 Passover.
那么门徒们大概是在那以前大概这个以前几个月遇见主的。
And that it was a couple of months ahead that the disciples had met Jesus.
所以这几个门徒遇见主应该是公元27年，主后27年，大概是。春天的时候，年初的时候遇见主的。
And they were around the 27 AD. It is around the early months during the springtime that they had met the Lord.
好，所以现在你把这一年大概把它分成三个点。
And so there are 3 points for this year.
我们知道犹太的月历里面有逾越节，还有祝棚节。
that we know that in the Jewish calendar, they have the Passover and the festival of the tabernacle, of the tent.
逾越节是大麦小麦成熟的时候。
That we know that Passover is where the wheat and barley will be ripened.
这个祝棚节是葡萄跟橄榄成熟。
That we know the festival of the tent is where the grapes and the olives, the harvest of the grapes.
这个代表每一年的两个 cycle, 两个循环。
And so we can see that there are two big cycles within that year.
所以逾越节的时候大概是四月份的时候。
And so we can say that the Passover is around
是我们的四月份。
April time.
那么这个祝棚节大概是我们十月份的时候。
That you know the festival of the tent is about October.
所以这中间刚好是刚好是六个月，刚好是两个循环，你看见吗
？And so in between is about six months. There are two big different cycles.
一个是正月十四号，一个是七月十四号。
We know that 正月
January
14 and.
And July 14th.
July 14th.
所以就 seven months, 就是第一个月的十四号跟第七个月的十四号。
And that is January the 14th and right up to the July the 14th.
所以我们知道说当我们读主一生的时候。
And so when you read the account or the entire account of Jesus.
如果你要记得大概事情是怎么发生的。
You want to memorize how the event transpired.
我觉得最好就是拿主钉十字架来做标准，拿着羔羊做标准。
And we use the Lamb of God when he was crucified to be our center point.
因为他刚好是在逾越节那天钉十字架。
Yeah, it was at the during the Passover, the actual Passover, he was crucified.
所以如果你跟随主，知道到底门徒跟随主多少，当然最好也是用这个逾越节来做标准。
And so you want to count that how many years that disciple of Jesus said you have to use that the day of the Passover.
所以每年逾越节是很重要的。
And so every year the Passover is very important.
还有祝棚节也是很重要的。
That we know that the festival of the tent is also very important.
那么在约翰福音里面。
And so in John Gospel.
每一个逾越节发生的事都记载了。
The account of every Passover, it was recorded.
那么在主耶稣钉十字架以前的那一个祝棚节也特别记载了。
And so that Passover before Christ, when Christ was crucified, that the festival of the tent was also clearly mentioned.
所以现在很清楚。
And so very clearly stated.
这个主后三十年，我们的主在逾越节钉在十字架上。
About 30 AD, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
前一年的逾越节。
The year before.
他叫五千人，他要用五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱。
He fed 5,000 with a 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
再往前推一年。
And then as we go backwards 1 year,
他就在耶路撒冷就医治了那个瘫子38年那个瘫子。
Then we know that one who was paralyzed for 38 years.
再往前推一年。
And then that we will move back one more year.
那就主耶稣在圣殿里面接近圣殿里面。
And it was the time that Jesus cleansed the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读四福音的时候，你一定要把这些记住了。
And so brothers and sisters, when we read the gospel, we need to remember all these occasions.
这样我们读四福音的时候，我们才会有印象。
And then they give us an impression as we go through the four gospels.
那么祝棚节在主钉十字架前半年，或者说前一年的祝棚节有什么事情发生
？And so that one year before the festival of the tent, what had actually happened?
那个就是变化山上的故事。
And that is the mount of the transfiguration.
所以主耶稣在变化山上改变了他的形象，就是刚好他钉十字架前一年祝棚节的时候所发生的事。
And that occurred 1 year before the Passover, and there was festival of the tents where he has transformed himself.
因为彼得说，这里真好，我们住三座棚。
And Peter says it's good that for us to build 3 tents.
因为证明祝棚节的时候快到。
And so we know that the festival of tents is drawing near.
他们在祝棚节都是住在帐篷里。
That we know that during the festival of tents they have to live in the tents.
所以这个大概就是变化山，大概就是那个时候。
And that is where I think approximately where the event at the Mount Transfiguration.
那么在变化山上的前一个礼拜，变化山前一个礼拜。
And so before this transfiguration, one week before the transfiguration,
彼得宣告说主耶稣是神的儿子。
Peter proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God.
那是最大的承认，那是太大的启示了。
It is such a great revelation.
Revelation. 然后主耶稣说，我还告诉你。
I'm going to tell you more.
我要在这磐石上，我要建造我的磐石教会在这磐石。
Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church.
所以你看见在变化山的前一个礼拜。
And so this is what have occurred 1 week before the Mount Transfiguration.
父神把基督启示给彼得。
That we know that our Heavenly Father has revealed the Son, Jesus to Peter.
现在主耶稣也把他的教会启示给他。
Now the Lord Jesus also revealed the church unto Peter.
从那个时候开始。
From that point onwards.
门徒们才知道说主耶稣